Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, in this third hour, I want to get back into the big news that NIST, the federal scientific investigation group, is saying they're going to look at bombs being in the buildings. They're saying that could be a possibility. It's huge. Israel and the U.S. are saying they may go ahead and attack Iran. We're here looking at the start of World War III, trying to stop it. We need to focus on it. I'm going to take a lot of your calls in this hour. I've got a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to yet that we will cover on this live Thursday edition. Right now, though, we are honored to be joined in studio by Stephen Connor. His background, he's born and raised in the Dallas area, graduated from UT Austin in 91 with a BA in linguistics and French and a minor in Chinese. After graduating, went to Taiwan in 91 to study Chinese and teach English. In employment, went to Taiwan, translated computer industry periodicals for Taiwan government, edited the Computer Industry Monthly, analyzed Taiwan computer industry for local bank, analyzed Taiwan semiconductor industry for Hong Kong branch of major Wall Street bank, 2001 opened Taipei branch of large U.S. hedge fund to gather information on Asian semiconductor companies, 2003 resigned from position and left the finance industry, moved to Shanghai, China, traveled around China, has returned to Austin, Texas in 2005. He's a big listener, and he's opening a huge boon to freedom and liberty here in Central Texas. Brave new books, DVDs, discussions, and screenings. Great idea. I was going to do that here at my office. I never did it because I'm just too busy. It'd become a distraction. So I'm glad that he's done this, and it's on Guadalupe Street to under Chase Bank. Right downtown, and they've been having a soft opening this week. They officially open next week, and this is really, really exciting to have him in studio with us. We're going to talk about a whole host of issues and get his take on it, and he'll ride shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. So, Mr. Connor, good to have you here with us. I really appreciate you coming on.
It's my pleasure to be on the show, Alex. It's a thrill to be here. You are the guy who woke me up when I was actually listening on the Internet back in Shanghai. You know, I listened to you for about a whole year, watching all your videos, buying them, getting them for everyone else I knew.
Are you the guy that called from China a few times saying you were teaching?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I remember that now.
So, you know, it's just incredible, the transformation, because before I was a heavy Democrat. I was very busy in my job back in 2001 when September 11th happened, and then the run-up into the Iraq War. But I had a background of being more of a Democrat, supporting those candidates. And when the war came, I just naturally was herded into the, if you're anti-war, then you're going to be a Dennis Kucinich, Howard Dean fan for the Democratic Party. And without doing much research, that's where I went. That path, you know, I was in Iowa when Dean did the scream, and he was toppled from his pedestal. But it didn't take long for me to realize, you know, I was very reluctant to support Kerry, but I did so. And then when the election returns came in 2004 and I was watching him in Houston on Fox News, I thought, this is a setup. Of course, I knew the 2000 elections were a complete fraud. But in 2004, I was hoping for better, and I was disappointed. And I could tell, you know, when the anchor people on Fox News were delivering the results, just very, very accurately predicting that it's going to last well into the night, and we wouldn't know the results until the following day because of Ohio. I just knew it was a fraud. I knew it right there, and I lost my faith in certainly the mainstream portion of the Democratic Party at that time. But, you know, I still thought maybe the progressive branches, you know, the NDA, the New Democratic Network, get on Daily Coast and just hope that we can change the party from within. And again, I was disappointed. I was on Daily Coast. You can't even talk about 9/11 being an inside job or even raise any questions without being edited off the websites by their so-called trusted users. You also can't bring up issues like the election fraud of 2004 or even of 2000. And they also don't like you to talk about the 10,000 dead U.S. soldiers. They ban you from talking about. So I was very disappointed with the Democratic Party overall.
Oh, they're just as establishment as the Republicans. It's same cloth, same people. Let's talk about it when we get back. Take calls. Talk about 9/11. Talk about this new development with Building 7 with our guests. This is really exciting. It's Brave New Books right here in Austin, Texas with Stephen Connor.
It's
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote-unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Chadwick in Illinois, Paul in Florida, and others, your calls are coming up here momentarily. The toll-free number to join us, wide open phones, in this third hour is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Obviously, we're talking a lot about election fraud. Totally documented, engineers going public, insiders going public in Florida, Canada, Ohio, everywhere. People that work at Diebold, but not just Diebold, saying it's a scam, it's a fraud. People who are 15 points behind in the polls, magically winning by 14, 15, 16 points. That's a 30-point difference. That's impossible. We're seeing things happen in elections that have never happened before. And again, I'm not for these Democrats. I'm not for these Republicans. The point is, I want independent candidates, whether they be Republican or Democrat, being able to be voted for and for the American people to be able to have their vote. I mean, come on. Meanwhile, we have a criminal government totally hijacked by global interests, staging terror attacks, trying to bring us into World War III. We're joined in studio by a local activist, Stephen Connor, who has sacrificed a lot, given up really high-paying jobs. He travels all over the world, and he started Brave New Books here in Austin, Texas, at 904 Guadalupe Street downtown. It's right there on the ground floor underneath the Chase Bank, and they're carrying all my documentaries and many other documentaries. And Stephen is kind of having a soft opening right now. We're going to go to your calls here in a moment. Stephen, tell us about the bookstore. Tell us about how folks can visit it or visit the website, and tell us about some of the screenings you're doing. You're doing a screening there tonight, in fact.
Yeah, we're showing Loose Change tonight. We advertised at the Daily Texan all this week. You've got quite a large ad there with big print saying that 9/11 was an inside job, and anyone who's interested should come down and see Loose Change. We are targeting this at the to the college audience at the university there, and we're getting a lot of really great response, especially when the kids are giving out flyers off of campus, and all the reaction from people is very positive. So we're at 1904 Guadalupe, the intersection with MLK, and you can find out a little bit more about our opening times and what movies we're going to be screening at bravenewbookstore.com.
Now, I'm glad you're showing Loose Change Second Edition. It's an excellent film. We carry it here. But I asked you during the last break, I said, hey, Steve, why aren't you showing Terror Storm? And you're such a nice fellow. You said, well, you're showing that next week on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at the Alamo Draft House, and I don't want to compete with you. Listen, man, I don't care. The whole point here is about getting this information out to the people, bottom line.
Well, I think there are some different target audiences here. Then and if we were to show movies simultaneously, whether they're the same movie or not, I mean, I think it would be great just to get as many movies showing all the time all over town, and so people, they might even have a choice of what, where to go and what to do. But again, we're sort of targeting these kids on campus, and I don't get the impression they necessarily get their information from the same sources that your core audience does.
Absolutely. We are reaching so many people right now. There are so many leaders in this fight against the New World Order. What type of things are you carrying at the store?
Well, we definitely cover election fraud. We have all kinds of books on 9/11, books, DVDs, audio tapes, videotapes. And if you don't have a VCR player, you don't have an audio tape player, we can convert that to DVD or CD format for you. Again, we're all about getting the information out. And all these books, we have a reading room in the back, so you can take these books, go to the back, read them, absorb everything you can. We've got extensive periodicals in the back, and in the back we also have a mini cinema, which is where we're doing these screenings, and we want to just have screenings multiple times per week on all these different subjects. There's so much information to get out. So in addition to those, we do other state-sponsored terrorism. But then we also go into nutrition. We got a lot of Blaylock and Blaylock's books, and we also go into the Federal Reserve and other economic issues, as well as the New World Order overall. And then if you want to get deeper down the rabbit hole, you can go and learn about apostate churches and these Satanist leaders of our world that practice occultism.
Boy, and that certainly is a reality and going on. All right, your calls here in just a few minutes at 800-259-9231. What made you, Stephen, decide to take the plunge and to go from being a big international consultant involved in banking and all this, you know, to just throw in 100% against the New World Order?
Well, I've always been politically aware. I've cared about the core liberties of our country, and the breadth and depth of my previous political convictions was pretty much that all wars are just exercises for leaders to kill most of their citizenry, and so I was mainly anti-war, and always thought that meant you had to be a Democrat. I very rarely would hear about conservative leaders who were anti-war, but when I was when September 11th happened, I was in Hong Kong, and I remember on that day the reporters on the ground saying that there were bombs in the building, and I told everyone that I talked to about it that, yeah, we're going to, in a few days, in a few weeks, they're going to reveal that there were explosives in the building, but that never happened. And then they started this run-up, and at the time I read The Economist all the time, cover to cover, and curiously, in March of 2002, they said within a year we're going to have troops in Iraq.
And they said Bin Laden's about to get you. They introduced him all over the media. Here comes the bad man. I mean, you could see the pre-propaganda.
Right, there was a build-up happening, and, you know, I worked for a big hedge fund. The head of the company was a billionaire. And right around in October, he came on one of the morning calls, and usually we're all business. We don't talk about politics, but he said he just had lunch with John Major, and John Major said it's a good idea. We have to go in there to get rid of Saddam and get those weapons of mass destruction. And I thought, well, he just endorsed the war. There's this big run-up happening. There's no evidence to support any of what they're claiming. I was hoping that it wouldn't go to war, and I still wasn't convinced it would, but he was out there endorsing it, and I called him on it, and, you know, he backed away, but I could tell he was endorsing it. And so I was quite disillusioned at that point. Our company, we were quite good at what we did. And our mantra was logic, cold calculating logic. Go out, talk to these people, get the most cutting edge, up-to-date data that will tell you is demand going up or down. You want to find those inflection points. You want to find out which products are competing better against others and find out that information first. And you do that by talking to everybody. All we did all day, every day, was travel around the region, travel around the states, travel around China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, Korea, all of it, to talk to these people face-to-face, to salespeople, CFOs, CEOs, procurement, supply, all these guys, to find out all the little details. And our mantra was always, never trust the consensus. And every time we'd have a meeting with an industry player, we would come out of that meeting and immediately analyze, where was he spinning, where was he lying, what did he say, what didn't he say, how did he answer our questions. Very intricate analysis, and again, Boolean logic based, very, very cold logic. And then, so I learned a lot there. I learned not to trust the consensus, and that it's almost always wrong.
I.e., don't trust the government, don't trust other corporations, don't trust what you're being told.
Right, and that's certainly the case in this, in the industry, and that's how we did. We were very successful. We caught inflection points early, and we made money off them. But then it comes time to take this, and then suddenly we've got the leader of our company endorsing a war, which has no logical base at all. And I was particularly fascinated that, you know, our management, which is promoting this logical approach when it comes to stock analysis, and they're totally abandoning that philosophy when it comes to their political beliefs.
It's amazing. So when did you decide to start a bookstore and a website and start fighting the New World Order?
Well, soon after I was disappointed at the results and the process of the 2004 election, you know, I was searching for something, some sort of explanation. I wanted to get involved. I realized that no aspect of the Democratic Party is going to provide that. And I was in Vancouver in early May of 2005, and a buddy of mine was watching one of your videos. And you were saying how the UN is, you know, the world government, you're not going to have any rights, no freedom of speech in that system. And I'd always been trained that the UN was a good thing, so I was a little skeptical. And then you said the environmental movement is a way to take our land, and I was still a little skeptical. And then you said the Reichstag was Hitler's 9/11, and that it was the state-sponsored terror event that brought in martial law. And I said, yes, that's absolutely exactly right. And so I opened my ears wider to what you were saying. And it took me a few months to get out of the deeper and more ingrained aspects of my liberal background or democratic background, what have you. But now I have to agree, abortion is the first step to eugenics. I have to agree that environmentalism is just the way to take people's land away from them, and all these other liberal sort of.
Well, they sound good on the surface, but it's just like the, you know, conservatives sounds good on the surface. It's really just two different brands of the same thing. I mean, we're all for the environment. We don't want to drink poison, breathe poison air, but they never do anything about that. It's the very corporations that are doing that are funding the groups like Nature Conservancy and Sierra Club that are grabbing all the property.
Right, and you've got these other issues. I mean, Harlan Dietrich, by the way, is the guy I met up in Chicago at the 9/11 conference in early June. He was the guy quoted in the New York Times and said the left-right paradigm is a joke. And so we got together here in Austin, and we are the team putting this bookstore together. But we were recently discussing how it's a sort of a longer and more tortuous process for liberals to extract themselves from the paradigm than is for conservatives. Because liberals, you know, they have to realize that the whole principle of the centralization of power it leads to tyranny. When fewer people control more of the assets, that's exactly what you don't want. So,
yeah, because they sell the left that a big centralized government's going to help the people, but it's big corporations actually lobbying for that.
Well, right, and so when, you know, we were joking that one of the things we're going to have in our bookstore are barf bags for Democrats, and like you have said previously on your show, that you've actually seen liberals vomit when they realize what's going on, and we're going to supply the tools to take care of that.
Well, I've gotten nauseated before. I mean, I got nauseated on 9/11 when I really did it. I mean, normal person sees a bunch of murders take place. You realize psychotic criminals are running things. It's scary at a very deep core, and there's a whole shift when you come out of the Matrix. We'll be right back with our guests, and I promise we'll go straight to your calls.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
All right, Stephen Connor is our guest. His new bookstore here in Austin, Texas, Brave New Books, great name, 1904 Guadalupe Street, right underneath the Chase Manhattan Bank. Let's go to your calls. Chadwick in Illinois, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
My question is, I'm 24, and I live in Chicago. My question is, you know, I feel, I got in on this about, you know, 3 months ago, and I'm completely sold on it. I completely believe, you know, what you're trying to get across, and I completely appreciate it, and I hold you in high regards. So I just want to get that out of the way. My point is, I think you've got enough of us convinced. I think enough of us are out there. One of the things I keep hearing callers say is, you know, what do we do next? What do we do? Where do we go? And you keep telling us, excuse me, to, you know, start websites, do this, get the word out. Well, I mean, the urgency is now, you know, if they're going to go to war with Iraq any day, any week, any month, or Iran, excuse me, you know, this and that, and then your prediction for, you know, the next event, which, you know, I get up every morning and I wonder if I'm driving down Lakeshore Drive, if I'm going to be driving into a white, brilliant flash of light and that's it, you know. So
well, I would say Chicago is one of the main targets.
Well,
let me try to comment on this, and then we'll go back to you, Chad. We can let you continue here. Understand, my prediction of terror attack by late October is the same thing we had back in 2001. I'm saying if we do get the word out, we can't stop it. It's a warning to stop it, and it looks like, I don't want to cut back on the urgency so people don't keep warning people so it does happen, but you know, we got Fox News paying attention to the warnings this time. We've got it all over the web. People are still paying attention to it. We've got to keep pushing and making sure that people see this confluence of elements. But you just noticed what you know Stephen Connor did, going around for a big hedge fund, gathering data on what people really were buying and what friends were really doing. Well, even bigger companies use the NSA, that's its main function, to listen to data and grab websites and communications to find out what the new big buzz is going to be. They have all these algorithms that track the trends, all of that. So if they are tracking the trends and see that really 60% of people, which I believe it's over 60 now, if 36% in a poll say they believe it's an inside job, guaranteed that's double. Okay, so 40-something percent say it's an inside job, it's more like 80. But I would say it's probably about 60% deep down know it's an inside job or have serious questions. The NSA is picking up on that in phone conversations, in private emails, in other transmissions. That's why they put out the news of NSA spying, to try to chill effect everybody. So, yeah, we are listening to you. Now shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So if we've got 30, 40, 50, 60%, if you all go out and wake up one person, we're now at 80%. You're not going to wake up at 20%. So, sir, education is the key. You may know, your friends may know, you may wear an InfoWars t-shirt down the street in Chicago and have 20 people come up to you. That is not enough, sir. We have got to push it way over the edge, totally discredit the mainstream media, and we're talking about solutions. We're talking about expose electronic voting machines, you know, control the border, expose this. You know, we're fighting on so many fronts. But if you're wanting one solution,
no.
Everybody should go take huge, giant banners, paint them up with black paint, and go hang them over freeways every day for 20 minutes and say 9/11 is an inside job. Go tape them on the freeway overpass, then run off and get your car and leave. Put up Infowars.com. Put up, you know, the best sites you think, you know, the easiest thing to remember. Run around with bull horns. Run around pulling your hair out. Run down the street naked, man. I don't care.
Get
people's attention. That's the key here. So the globalists pick up the chatter and go, my gosh, they know we better not go into Iran. We better not go ahead and set off a nuke or something.
Yeah, that's it's funny you say that. I actually drive around. I work in an advertising agency, and actually I do billboards. And it's funny because I'm 24. I don't have the resources to print my own billboards and pay for the space. But I could coordinate it if I had the money, but I don't. But I actually drive around with, 9/11 was an inside job. See for yourself. Google video search analyst. Loose change and terror storm. I mean, that's on the back of my car.
That's my awesome. Let me tell you something else. I'm against spray painting and vandalism of private property. But when it's a billboard that used our tax money, mm-hmm. a billboard that says something like, we're watching you, tattle on your neighbor, you're going out tonight, so are we. It would really upset me, wink, wink, if people climbed up those at night. Please don't fall down and get hurt. My point is, spray paint Infowars.com across them. I mean, look, we're in a war against terrorists here, okay? And so we got to fight them however we can.
I know I don't have a lot of time, but my point is I can't stop thinking about the boy or the student from China standing in front of that tank in Tiananmen Square or the peace rallies of the 60s. Where is that today? Why isn't it happening? We do feel isolated. My generation, we don't know how to, we need direction and we all look to you. We all listen to you. We tune into you every day. I mean, I guarantee you there's a huge number of listeners right now that knew if they could go to I was here when the Mexican rallies were here, 500,000 people in the city. It shut the city down. It was all over the news. You know, why can't I drop my job and go to that today or tomorrow? I want to go there now. I want to hold the bullhorn. I want to hold up the signs. I want the media to have no other choice.
Do it. But just know this, my friend.
How do you do it? Where's the organization?
Listen, I appreciate your call. It's the opposite. Now, let me explain this when we get back. Then we're going to talk to our guests some more and take more calls. Okay? What did those demonstrations really do? They blew up in their face because they were fake.
Be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
All right, let me try to briefly answer that caller's last frustration and question. Now, this was in the Dallas Morning News, hidden in plain view, but I talked to even top anti-immigration strategists and members of Congress. They don't know about it. Rob Allen & Co. is the Republican PR firm, one of the biggest in the country, but so they do a bunch of other ad campaigns for other companies, but they're a Republican firm when they do politics. They, because he was a Coca-Cola executive, hired Vicente Fox, hired him back when he was a governor. Bush hired him when he was governor. This is the group that really strategized with Karl Rove. So if the film Bush's Brain wanted to be accurate, it would really be Rob Allen and Co. and then Karl Rove basically organizing the day-to-day events. And then when Bush ran for president, it was Rob Allen and Co. And when Fox ran for president, it was Rob Allen and Co. And Rob Allen and Company even helped run some of the election systems and was advising the feds down there in the last two with the big stolen election we just saw in Mexico. It never ends. And they bragged to, and it said in the paper that Rob Allen doesn't like people knowing this, but he runs it all. And they admitted right there that in the next few months they were going to organize huge demonstrations for the guest worker program, the amnesty program. So Rob Allen Co. spent tens of millions of dollars going out and paying for PR, buying off reporters, and by buying off reporters, they do it legally. They go and just buy ad space. There's propaganda placement or product placement already on most of your news channels, radio, TV. So they went and did all of this. They hyped it. They went and instructed the local illegal alien groups, the local liberal groups that controlled it. I mean, here's all the Democratic groups, grassroots, being conned, being ordered, being manipulated, getting their walking orders from Rob Allen and Co. It's just too sweet. And then for 4 months, from December through to 3.5 months into this year, they hyped it every day on Spanish TV, on Spanish radio, very aggressively. And then they said, all right, go out there. They had trucks delivered there with all of these American flags. They tried to serve them up. It backfired, though. The Mexican illegal alien crowd, who, again, most of them are well-meaning. They're just filled with hate and have wanted revolution down in Mexico. They were never given it. All that energy now is being focused into the United States. I mean, it is a base need to rebel against tyranny, so now they've been told it's all America's fault. And in a way, it's true, because there's the elites here that have dominated Mexico that have set this up. But again, those elites are in power because they're sophisticated. They're the very same ones that then are now manipulating them to destroy the United States' sovereignty and the middle class in this country. But it went from 87% being against the amnesty to 90% being against the amnesty, and made everybody totally outraged, including the majority of Hispanics, to see American flags being taken down, Mexican flags everywhere for the first 2 weeks. Now, it was only scheduled for 2 weeks, but it went for another 3 weeks because Rob Allen and Co. panicked and was ordering the groups, hey, hand out these American flags. Hey, say you're pro-America. They tried to then manage the media and tell them what to say, but then it didn't work. It blew apart in front of them. So you see, 5 million illegal aliens in the streets, and that's conservative. 500,000 in Chicago, 1 million in L.A., 300,000 in New York, tens of thousands in Austin, hundreds of thousands in San Antonio, Dallas, Houston. I mean, it was. I just say 5 million. I know it's over that. I mean, we're talking millions and millions and millions and millions and millions aggressively taking over highways, running around doing all of this. You would see that of the media for 4 months, hyped, go protest the war. But notice how they made it look good that the illegal aliens were protesting, tried to make them look like patriots, but again, the images didn't lie. Whenever anti-war people are out, they focus in on the fight, they focus in on the tear gas, they focus in on the person with, 15 rings in their nose, the person who, who's dressed up like a woman. It's meant to look, this is dangerous, this is bad, this is fringe, this isn't good. Oh, but the illegal aliens with Mexican flags, this is American as mom and apple pie. And, so I don't want to sit here and rant and rave and burn up all the time here. Don't expect real revolution to look like that, okay? I mean, it might be occasionally, say, in Serbia or with Ceausescu in Romania, but it's very, very rare. Revolution is police saying no to the corrupt system. Revolution is government officials leaking information. Revolution are federal judges calling for investigations, grand juries calling for investigations. Revolution is people opening bookstores and films being shown. And revolution is people inside the troops, 70%+ against the war. Revolution is people refusing to be drafted even when they change the name to conscription. Revolution is saying no first in your mind and then putting it out into action. So do what you're doing, sir. Get out there, wake people up, keep doing what you're doing. Hollywood has taught us this archetypal image of the heroes, this big Schwarzenegger type, this Hercules type, who archetypally defeats the big ogre, the Beowulf defending the people from Grendel, all of this, and that's not how real heroes are most of the time. Real heroes go against adversity. Real heroes have courage. Real heroes say no. Real heroes get arrested. Real heroes write books and get attacked and called traitors. Real heroes have moral courage. And so this is a process, and we're starting to win this process, but we're in a race against time, because if we don't expose government-sponsored terror, they're going to be able to carry out one more big event that will take us totally into martial law, and then they're still going to fail. And I think they've calculated that now. I think they know now that if they were to pull something off really big and try to go into pure martial law, there's a good chance they're still going to lose. But as we win, we're probably going to force them into that anyways, so it's better that as we go into that dangerous paradigm, into that dangerous sector of our technological, historical development as a civilization, isn't it better if they're going to do it one way or the other, that we go ahead and go into it with a lot of people awake, a lot of people angry, a lot of people informed? You see, that ensures that they're going to fail. We're in a fight to the death. They're going to do violent things to us. The key is we've got to move forward knowing we're going to win. Did you want to comment on that, Stephen Connor?
Well, I would just say, if you're looking to stop the trend that's happening of martial law coming into our country, you need to get the information out. I mean, just like Alex said, you've got a market out there. 50-60% of the population of the country knows that most of what's on the mainstream media is a lie, that 9/11 was an inside job, and they have nowhere to get their information now. Right now, there's a huge market out there. Anyone out there can open up bookstores of any size, be it in large or small cities across the nation. You give a, you know, give out loose change, give out Alex's videos for free, stimulate interest in the subject and the topics, and then your business will be successful, because you've got half the country out there or more starving for information, thirsty for it. They're desperate. And I would also point out that the reason that, as Alex has so often pointed out, we're not deeper into this martial law terror nightmare situation already is because so many Americans are armed. And I would suggest that more people get armed, especially the liberals that have been squeamish about it to this point. And then finally, lose your fear. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's living life. I mean, if you want to go and hide away on an island somewhere while the rest of the world goes by, then that's not living life. And there's quite frankly, I don't think there's anything to be afraid of. We are in America. This is the best possible place you can be at this time of the world. And so take advantage of the fact you are here. Take advantage of the fact that you have the opportunity as an American to defend the world from global tyranny, because we are the last bastion. And I think Texas is at the front lines of this battle as well.
I agree with you. And here's a program note. Mike Malloy, who has the most courage of anybody on Air America, who's been exposing 9/11 as an inside job, we got an email about 30 minutes ago that he'd been fired, but I don't believe emails, even though I'm sure it's nice people sending them to us. We called Mike Malloy at home. He was indeed fired last night. He doesn't even know why. He's going in for a meeting today. We'll try to get Mike Malloy on tomorrow to tell you why he was fired. There's another example of people being punished for telling the truth, for getting the word out. And it's really sad that this has happened. We need to ask that Mike Malloy be reinstated at Air America. Or who knows, maybe Ted Anderson get on the ball and call up and try to give Mike Malloy a radio show right here on the GCN radio network. But this is just, I mean, he's a good guy. And we were talking, Stephen, during the break about how we have this guy on the air, and he's saying, I'm not going out down. He's a former CNN producer and executive. He goes, I'm not going down without a fight. I bought guns. I'm ready to fight if they try to take over. That might have even been in the comment. Who knows why I got fired. I'm telling all the liberals to go out there and get guns. And meanwhile, Limbaugh's on air making excuses for Bush's gun control in there. Maybe we need the assault weapons ban. I mean, Limbaugh's for gun control, and Mike Malloy isn't. You want to comment?
Well, it just underlines the total ridiculousness of this left-right paradigm. There, when you've got the liberals buying guns and the conservatives saying, give up your guns. It is the left-right paradigm is completely false. And that's why at our bookstore we sort of put traditional lefty topics like environmentalism next to topics that are traditionally more popular with conservatives, like Second Amendment issues. And, similarly, we'll put health issues and genetically modified foods. No one's for genetically modified foods when they know about it. It's another one of those 99% issues, like no one wants further consolidation.
That's really it. The establishment is going against history, the people, common sense, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. Every issue we're into, we've got like 70 or more percent, most of them 90-plus percent. We're what the people want. We're just here telling the truth.
Right, exactly. And so there's you've got to get informed and don't be afraid. My goodness, Harlan and I were expecting much more pushback, much more uphill struggle in getting the word out. We were expecting to get more negative feedback, and quite frankly, we haven't come across it. The ground out there is incredibly fertile thanks to your hard work, Alex, over these years, and people take advantage of it. Get on your surfboard, get at the crest of that wave, because it's coming in, and it's coming in fast, and we just need to add momentum to it.
Well, as I always say, for every action, there's an equal reaction or a greater reaction, and the evil is rising right now. I mean, the corruption is exploding. It's taking over. So, of course, you're going to see a great reaction against it. And I hear these whimpering, whining people saying, oh, they'll get me. There's nothing I can do. Folks, they're going to get you one way or the other. They're definitely going to get you if you don't fight. Rolling over like a sheep, you know, to the wolves is not going to save you.
Right, and we are already planning next week at the bookstore to have a topic of the week being election fraud, the false left-right paradigm. We are planning to show American Dictators at the bookstore next Friday. We were hoping to not overlap with your date. So
oh, no, show whatever you want.
Okay.
Listen, I told you on September 11th I'm going to be in New York. Well, you can show Terrorstorm over there if you want.
That would be incredibly awesome. We wanted to do that. My favorite part in that movie is when you're talking to the English newspaper lady and she's... And you're asking, yeah, well, you know, Demendez got shot 8 times in the head. She's like, yeah, well, that is a lot of times to be shot in the head. Yeah, really.
And then she laughs and says, I want to give up my liberty for freedom.
Exactly. Just incredible. You've got this double thing. You've got this false left-right paradigm. I think American Dictators does a great job of underlining the futility of supporting either the left or the right exclusively and underlines the inconsistencies in both of those platforms. And, you know, if you want to find what's most appealing on either the left or the right, we've got it at our store. And like I said, you don't have to come in and spend a bunch of money. You can come in and read it. You can take it to the back. We got wireless internet there. And there's loads of folks going in and out there all the time. You need to form alliances. As we have on our website, we're not going to be selling stuff through the net. We're a bricks and mortar operation. And I encourage more people to establish physical, places where people can gather and talk.
Strongholds.
Especially when we know the internet's coming under more and more control. Your net buddies are not going to save you when the New World Order comes in.
You need to know your neighbors. That means people in your city. I agree. Let's take a call here. Greg in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Since you're in the broadcasting business, I thought you might know something about this. I'm in Austin, and you may know that over the last year or so, they've had these religious, quasi-religious kind of stations come up, pop up on the radio. One of them took over the 102.3 classic rock station.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, I was talking to somebody in the who'd been in the radio advertising business, and he told me that these stations are—they're not operating not only on they not only get tax breaks, they're getting tax rebates because their ratings really show up as a blip. And my
I mean, you've got a bunch of Christian stations, if you want to call them that, basically. I actually on Kixel, not KCXL, we're on in Kansas City, Kixel here in Austin, I actually, about 6 months after 9/11, actually heard a weird promo they aired where they said George Bush was God. And I'll never forget, I almost ran off the road, and Since you brought this up, Carl, let me just briefly tell you how the promo went. For about a minute, it was like patriotic music playing. It was going, our Lord, our Savior, he cares about us. He's our Lord. He fights for the weak. He's good to the weak. He stands for us during adversity. And during it, it's George Bush talking. It was like a 3-minute promo. It's like George Bush would say something, and we're never going to back down from the terrorists. And then he's our Lord. And then I should have gotten a tape of it. It was some national show beaming this out here locally. And then at the end, it went, he's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But if you heard the promo, they're saying George Bush is Jesus. And I mean, you know, it is unbelievable. But that's why nobody listens to those stations. Nobody listens to those because it's just there to pacify.
Yeah, does this sound like part of this, I guess, New World Order takeover?
Oh, yeah. They've hired 13,000 plus preachers in every 13,000 counties to tell their flocks to turn in their guns, take the shots, have your families broken up. Romans 13, only do what George Bush says. And now they've got billions they're spending in faith-based initiative, which the court said was unconstitutional, but they still just fund it under new names. And, yeah, it's not pretty.
Yeah. And probably some of those preachers are going to get involved in sex scandals, embezzlement scandals like I have before.
Well, I mean, it's a business to them, and I appreciate your call. There's a lot of preachers who just, for them, it's a business to wear the $3,000 suit and drive around in a Cadillac with a bunch of gold all over them. And They're there to make Christians look bad. It's like George Bush is there to make conservatives look bad. You see, he's meant to create now a big liberal counter-revolution that'll be just as corrupt, and then the cycle, and then, oh, a Republican will save us from the evil liberal. This is how they kind of energize each other. Let's talk to Adam in Missouri. Adam, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Just heard mention the KCXL. That's actually what I'm listening to you on today.
Yeah, they're great folks.
Yeah. Just wanted to tell you.
And they got a bookstore, by the way, that carries my stuff, so get in there and support them. Sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. Just picked up four of your videos here recently and wanted to first commend you on your interview with David Gergen. That was top-notch. Definitely a three-pointer. I think you commented on that in the show.
Yeah.
But wanted to ask you real quick, I'm attending in a forum here this weekend on September 2nd, in which Jim Hoffman will be speaking. Wanted to first get a feeling from you on Jim and anything you know about him. Also, I had looked at some of his information on his website, and I've noticed that Dave Von Kleist, he's kind of said that there are some things there being still perpetrated on the Power Hour.
So stay there. I mean, I'll tell you what I think of Mr. Hoffman when we get back, okay, and let you finish your question. Then we'll talk to Jim in Texas, and that's going to be it. I know we got a lot of other callers, but we just have run out of time here. And this has been another great broadcast. We'll get some final comments from our guests as well. Stephen O'Connor with Brave New Books. Stay with us.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment. Adam, continuing with the point you were making, go ahead.
Well, I just I had done some research here in the last couple of days on Jim's website, and I know that part of the argument that he's making is, of course, there are a lot of misnomers and falsehoods in the conspiracy movement. And that,
then let me just try to answer your question then. I think everybody's allowed to have their own ideas, their own views about this, other than the no plane crowd that thinks no planes hit Tower 1 and 2. I think that is really perpetrated by operatives and needs to be totally, thrown in the ditch by those of us in the movement. But I think Dave's done some good research, done a lot of great work. I think he found a few little mistakes in his film, and in his final director's cut corrected those. I think it's a good film. And, you know, Hoffman, I think, has done some good work, too. He's extremely conservative in his views on 9/11. I think he thinks that's the best way to approach it. But I'm not here to throw stones at him either, sir. So I would just say enjoy your event, and I appreciate your call. Anything else?
No, that'll take care of it. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate it. There's a lot of people who try to say this is how the movement's supposed to run, and I'm the boss, and this is the way it's going to be done. We're in such desperate straits, we shouldn't spend our time doing that. Okay, we know it's an inside job. That evidence, we know the official story is a lie in the end. We can debate little, intricacies all day long. We don't need to. We need to move forward with the basic facts. And what most filmmakers don't focus on is the history of government-sponsored terror. That is what I do. And I'm glad Loose Change 2 starts with that. That, I think, is central. Any comments to that, Stephen?
Well, I would say for people out there who up to this point have been hesitant and now have wanted to do something but haven't known how to approach it, and I hear so many calls to that effect on your show all the time, I would say get out there. If you're traditionally more introverted like I was, just force yourself to go up to people and start talking about this. And when you talk about these things with confidence and with enthusiasm and excitement, it's very contagious. And you'll be very pleasantly surprised at how engaging people's responses will be, and you'll be doing a great job towards getting the word out.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and one final call. Jim in Texas, you're on the air, Jim.
Hey, Alex. You know, it sounds like your excellent guest, Phil Stevens, a real keeper for Austin. And by the way, yesterday you had another excellent Austinite guest, old George Humphrey.
Absolutely.
You sure did. And, that causes me to wonder, I'm noticing a convergence, almost a harmonic convergence of real freedom fighters here in Central Texas.
Jim, yes, that's sir. Definitely what's happening. I got to let you go there. We're flat out of time. Stephen Connor, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much, Alex.
You bet. You're going to have a screening of Loose Change, second edition, tonight down there at the bookstore. Give folks the website.
It's bravenewbookstore.com. You'll have our address and a brief schedule of what upcoming screenings we'll be having.
All right. Thanks for coming in, my friend.
Thank you.
Good to have you here with us. Just in closing, in the last minute, please go to InfoWars.com if you live around the country. Get my new film, Terror Storm. The 66 minutes of extras are on it. It's the best film I've ever made. History of government-sponsored terror, 7/7, Madrid bombings being inside jobs, 9/11, the fraud that took us to war in Iraq. It's such an important, well-rounded film, the best I've ever made, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Get it. Make copies. The number one thing you can do is get good 9/11 films like Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Loose Change Second Edition, Terror Storm, and keep making those copies. That's what's bringing the globalists to their knees. And I'll see you next week. That's next week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar on the big screen for Terror Storm premiere. I'll also give a speech. And then after that, on the 13th and 14th, the next week. So get your tickets now at InfoWars.com. But if you live outside Texas, please, immediately, go online, get Terror Storm, start making copies aggressively. It's having such a huge effect. We put it all on the line to make this film for you. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.